Welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network, coming to you from the TeacherCast studios since 2011. Join us each week as we bring you the latest educational news, EdTech updates, and hottest interviews with today's most influential leaders in education. And now, for your host, Jeff Bradbury.
Hello, and welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network. My name is Jeff Bradbury, and this is the Jeff Bradbury Show. In each episode, we take a look at amazing people doing amazing things to change the world around them. In this episode, we're going to talk to an educator who has made it his life's work to help other teachers create the side hustle of their dreams. We're going to talk about his documentary, the anniversary of his very special project that he and I worked on, and also a brand new book that he recently published with EduMatch Publishing. So stick around for today's conversation. It is one you are not going to want to miss. And of course, if you would like to be featured on this show, please feel free to reach out to us. You can head on over to teachercast.net. Check out all the archives over on the Jeff Bradbury Show. We would love to have you featured on this podcast. My guest today is a speaker, author, educator, technician, and a certainly a good friend of mine and a great supporter of TeacherCast. I want to bring on today the one, the only, Dr. Will. Dr. Will, how are you today? Welcome to TeacherCast.
I'm doing all right. Thank you for the invite.
We are here today to celebrate a few things. Number one, you recently published your book called The Edupreneur, something I am extremely proud of you for. I know this is a topic that is near and dear to your heart. We've had a conversation about it once or twice, I think. Talk to us a little bit about the book.
Well, it's a roadmap, I guess, a go-to guide for educators who are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. And for those who may have started and may not have seen the traction that they wanted. So it literally starts off with the mindset of, how do I know if I'm ready? And then it goes into things about niching down, you know, figuring out, you know, that one thing that you can do that you can build your business off of so you can stand out, you know, in business formation and figuring out your signature offer and creating content to become a thought leader, your IP, owning your IP, which is very important. You know, one of the things I try to tell teachers, even in my own district, is, you know, I'll say, hey, you should buy yourself an iPad or an Android tablet, because you're creating all these things over here and you want to own it. And it was ironic when I was actually doing a Schoology refresh with our teachers, and one of the teachers asked, who owns my stuff? And I was like, thank you for that question. But I said, if you use the district laptop, they own it. So always create it with your own. And so that's in the book, talking to teachers about, you know, you want to own your IP. So whatever you create it with your own devices, et cetera, own software, things of that nature. And we get into automation, which I definitely had to do some research on, because I'm not fully automated in my business. There's certain aspects of that is automated. And so it's really, you know, I like to think I take the teachers from point A to a certain point in their business. Obviously, you can't put everything in a business guide, because part of it is being able to do masterminds and to you know, and book clubs and other things to give them the how, you know. So that's a business tip. You don't put it all in the book. You know, you save room for other ways to monetize. But I've tried to put together a good book for those educators that, you know, when you're thinking about, let's do this, because you're, you know, they've seen, you know, they say they go to conference and they see you and they on a stage, they see you talking, they see you hosting your podcast, and they're thinking, this is what I want to do. Well, how do you get to that point? And so that's why I wrote the book.
Well, the book is called The Edupreneur. We're going to make sure that we have the links to the book, to the website, to the movie. We'll get into all of that stuff today. But let's just start at the beginning here, my friend. Mm-hmm. How do you define the term edupreneur? I think there's a lot of teachers out there that are trying to call themselves that. I think that's a term that people are just throwing out there. But what's your definition of an edupreneur?
Well, for me, I first started out as, are you an educator, right? Because I know some people are using the term because they are selling sort of educational information. But for me, I started out as, are you an educator, whether you in K-12, higher ed, community education, is that your role? Is that what you do? And then it's about taking that skill set, that knowledge, that toolkit that you have, and monetizing it outside of your building, outside of your classroom, school district, entity, whatever. And so that's for me, is that the entrepreneur, because you are really taking that why, for why you became an educator, and bringing that to a greater audience, so you can make a larger impact and create additional income.
And that's not always easy, right? And again, I've been doing this for almost 13 years. Sometimes your audience is your teachers. Sometimes your audience are people around the world. Sometimes your audience are businesses. Sometimes your audience is public relations, right? So one of the things that we always want to make sure is that you know and you've defined, you know, I call it your avatar. You call it something a little different, but you basically need to know who your audience is, right?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Well, you have to figure out what you are selling and the problem you're trying to solve, right? And you have to look at, well, how do you do that? Now, if you want to work with school districts in particular, then that is going to be something different from you hosting a mastermind in which you are going to be marketing directly to teachers. So, you know, understanding what is the difference and how did that process actually works out. Because when you're talking about working with a school district, so let's say business B2B or business to business, now you have to look at becoming a registered vendor with that school district. You have to look at the paperwork that's involved with that. You have to look at getting business insurance, which some people may not think about. And quite honestly, I didn't even know about it. I had been working.
I had to get business insurance a couple of years ago, and I started doing school districts. I know how that goes.
I had no idea I even needed it or what it was until I literally was asked by a university to present at this conference. And they were like, they gave me the paperwork to become a vendor. And one of the questions, like, do you have insurance? And I was like, ooh, I do not have insurance, but I'm gonna click yes. And then as soon as I submitted it, I went and called my own insurance company that I have home and auto with. And I said, by the way, do you do business insurance? Yeah, we got a subsidiary that does that. All right, cool. And I went and got a policy then. But then understanding the RFP process, right? Because, you know, that's different from working with individuals, you know, RFP, so that a school district can literally award you a contract. So there's a lot of different things that you have to learn and understand and figure out, like, is that what you want to do? Is that what best serves you? Is that the problem you want to solve? Right. Because there's other educators out there who do that, or they say, okay, I want to reach directly to teachers. So they have a book, they do masterminds, they do some coaching. They have a coaching program, or they develop and sell courses directly to teachers. And again, that involves something totally different, ways of creating your business, different model, and how you reach your target audience as well. So it's just about figuring out what you want to do, that one problem you want to solve, and who's your audience, and who and how you actually want to do the work. Because again, working with individuals is different from you saying, I want to work with this institution, because working with an institution involves a lot of other rules and tips and tricks of the trade. And so, you know, I have not worked a lot with individuals. It's been with school districts. But at this point, I'm thinking that I do want to work a lot more with individuals, because what I want to do is touch people in a different way. You know, with a school district, it's a little different, because depending on the contract you have or what come in, you know, you can come in a blaze and be out, or you know, even if you sign a 6 month contract, how much time will you have with certain people, you know, versus if you can work with some teachers in a group, one-on-one or whatever, you can set the time as much as you want to. I'm trying to, I don't want to say slow it down per se, but have time to work with people. I don't want to be like, you know, you go to a doctor's office and sometimes the doctor comes in, sits down with you 5 minutes and then go, okay, you're good. Or here's your prescription. And they're out. You like, did you just spend 5 minutes with me? And working with school districts, I don't want that to feel like that's what I'm doing. Like I'm just in and I'm out and not really having the time to do the work that I want to do.
Well, listening to this show and listening to you and I talk about this is one thing, but actually getting information and stories from those who have been successful edupreneurs is certainly something different. In your book, you had an opportunity to work with a few individuals. Talk to us a little bit about some of the stories that we can learn from and some of the educators that are featured in the book and maybe some of the things that you took away from those conversations and interactions.
Yeah, you know, we have people that we know. Oh, if you're on these social media streets like Shelly Terrell Sanchez, also have Dr. Andrea Terrero-Gabadon, who had previously been a guest on my podcast. And so I reached out to her to say, hey, you know, I'm putting together the Edupreneur 2, which you be interviewed for the documentary. And so that's where these stories come from. And so, you know, she was the person that in reading her story when I started again to take these narratives from the transcript, that was one of her stories that made me think about, I need to talk about insurance in the book, because her narrative talked about how she was initially going through this process and how her school district was very supportive with her and how she had spoken to different people and they were like, oh, you need this insurance and blah, 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 and all those things. And I was like, you know what? I didn't think to even talk about insurance in the book. And so from that, I said, well, let me go ahead and talk about insurance and then I can bring her story in to make that feel a little different to the reader. And so she talked about that. And, you know, Shelly talked about how she even started from the beginning of presenting, and she started to write and started to write these books and how that sort of just her genesis of how everything started. So that was in there. And Dr. Tracy Timberlake, because that's the part in the book about, well, how do you know what you need to do? Like, how do you figure out this one thing that you need to be doing? And her story is in there where she talks about how she just started to do some things and people would come to her and say, well, how do you do that? And at that point she knew, okay, there's a business here. Chappelle Billings, the same sort of conversation of people just wanted to know, I see you doing this. This is dope. How can I do it? And she saw what people are asking for. Here is a business there. People in the book, like Valerie Lewis, talking about content creation and how you want to create this ecosystem around the content you create. Jade Witherington is in there talking about, you know, pricing and how we create content and resources and stuff like that as well. So it's been great. It was great to have their stories in there because it brought a story to the book. It brought a firsthand perspective to the book, in addition to some of the stories or firsthand accounts of myself. And it was a great way to break up the information, because when the information is in there, you know, the information is in there. So if I'm talking about, you know, going to your Secretary of State and doing this, that might not be a great read for people because it's information. But when it comes in and now you have someone tell the story of, hey, this is my experience of doing that, I was like, that really was a great blending and a great marriage between the text of it, because some of the information can be dense with the stories together. So that's how that came about.
This project really started many years ago. I know you and I have done a lot of work together. You had mentioned this briefly a couple seconds ago, but you actually created a documentary called The Edupreneur. Mm-hmm. How did all of that get started? I was very fortunate enough to be asked to be in it, and thank you for that opportunity. How did this whole edupreneurship conversation start with you? What made you actually want to move in this direction and help other educators get a leg up on their businesses?
Well, it first started with my podcast. I had done 4 years of my podcast, and then I was getting bored because it was at a point in my job that I was sort of getting bored with my job. And it wasn't boredom in terms of I need to get out of here. But, you know, with anyone who does a job for so many years, you can get on autopilot and things just start to just days turn into days. Right. So I needed to shake things up. And so I started with my podcast and I started just saying, okay, you know, there's some topics I just want to talk about that have absolutely nothing to do with ed tech. So let me just jump in there and do that. And so I did that. And then I remember you and I had a conversation about analytics, because again, I hadn't thought about analytics or anything on my podcast whatsoever. And so you said, okay, go here, check this out. And then I noticed that when I started to kind of do these different episodes, I had a leap. Like, it was incredible. It went from like 1 year, I had like 37 downloads, and then it's like 2,700 downloads the following year. And I was like, oh, this is what people want to listen to. Right. And so then I just did, it was a total pivot all in on bringing in people to talk about how they started their businesses. And, some of the guests are people who actually work in business full time. And then I've had people who come in who are CPAs and financial consultants. So to talk about getting to the deep weeds of money. So I saw that and I was like, oh, this is okay. We see what's going on now. So I made that leap fully and embraced it. And then I interviewed Dr. Sarah on the show. And, you know, after we had stopped recording or something, I remember asking her, I said, you know, I want to do, I said, hey, I want to be a part of EduMatch. I want to work with you. I said, but I don't know if I have a book in me. I don't think I have a book in me. And she said, well, you know, you can do a documentary. I said, what? What do you mean? Well, she said, well, you know, you could interview people and just put these stories together to create a narrative. I said, oh, okay. I got you now. And so at that point, I was really excited. And then she gave me the proposal form. And I was, and my first mind was to go to the EdTech stuff. So my initial proposal, I kind of did that. And I said, you know what? I don't want to do that. Right. That's not me. That's not the lane I want to go. I'm not there intellectually anymore. So I said, well, let me put together this proposal for this edupreneur. And I put down a list of people that I would interview. So this was like my all-star list of who would I want to on. And everybody said yes, which blew my mind, because there are people in the documentary, such as yourself, that have these public personas, right? And they're working, they're on these stages, they're working with these different edtech companies, all those things. And to have them come on and talk about the business piece, I didn't know if people would be interested in actually doing that, but they did, right? And this was like awesome experience to get that done. And so I was very happy. This is the 5th year anniversary of the Edupreneur.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know. I literally, I didn't know until I was looking, I know Dr. Sarah put something out to that effect. And then when she told me that the release, that the launch date of my new book was going to be March 19th. And if you look at, go to Vimeo, other places where you can, Vimeo and Amazon, where you can buy the documentary, it, you know, it's like March 19th. So wow, it's like, wow, this is the 5th year anniversary of the project. Wow. It was just something interesting to do. And I was thinking, well, what other person out there is doing this, right? Because I know there's books, and my book is different from other books. But I said, well, let me do this, because now you're actually hearing from the people that, when you go to the conferences, the people you see on the stage, you're hearing from them. So it's not just me that you may be hearing from. You're actually hearing directly from them about what's going on in their lives and how they got to where they are and the work they're doing. So that's how that came about. And I was very happy about the project. We've had success with it as well. And, you know, years later, I was thinking, I'm ready for a book. And that's how that started. I reached out to Doc and I was like, hey, I got a book in me, right? This is what I want to do. And I told her the idea of it, and she was like, all right, here's your contract. Let's make it happen. And
we've been talking about it, right? We've been talking about this for at least 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and for, I didn't know
this stuff.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I wanted one, but to sit down and write one is different. You know, I didn't know.
I know. Again,
I didn't know if I had it, you know, had it in me. So just literally sitting down and, you know, dedicating time. And here's the deal. I'm not a disciplined person like that. So I would write and write so much of it, and I may step away for a week. Then I may go back and go, okay, boom, here's 10 pages, and I step away for a month. And I had written a certain amount of pages, and I just didn't touch it for 3 months. And then I would go back to it. And so the only time I really started to be disciplined with it was the last 2 months of it, when I was getting these official people reviewing it, and I was just, you know, I would go, okay, oh, here's the edits. Let me go back and forth and do all this other ads. Oh, let me take away this and do that. Mm-hmm. And that's when the discipline sort of kicked in. But after that, but before then, it was right when the inspiration hit me, and when it was gone, I stepped away. I did not sit down and force myself to write. You know, I didn't sit down and say every day I'm going to write for an hour or whatever, because, you know, I'm not that type of person. And so that's why I was like, I didn't know I could even get a book out, because I know how I am. So, but it came out.
And it is a good one. And congratulations. And again, we're going to make sure that we have the links to this and to the documentary and to the Vimeo and all of that stuff over on our show notes on the Jeff Bradbury Show. Will, as you look at this, what is next? What's on the horizon? I know that's difficult to ask you. You just hit the publish button. But you've got your podcast, you've got the documentary 5 years now, you've got the book project coming out. Where are we going to see Dr. Will this time next year?
Hopefully at a university somewhere. I do want to knock out the Entrepreneur 2. We are, I would say, about 80% done with the editing of it. So there's some, you know, get some things done with that. And this one is a different documentary from the one you did. Cause this one really, that documentary is more closely in line with the book, in terms of it being like this, a hardcore, like this is how you start to end, in creating a business. And I do want to be at a university, teaching with people, because intellectually I need a new high. Mm-hmm. You know, I need a new high. I enjoy working with teachers. I enjoy, you know, teachers in my district, getting them to the next level. But when you do this work, what you will find, if you do it long enough, what you will find is the how is not as important as the why, right? Because there will come a time where you, in working with teachers and in school administrators, you have to address the why is using technology important, not the how, right? So most of my job is about the how. Well, I would say all of my job for the most part is about the how. And when you want to see critical mass change, you have to address the why, right? And so it's the mindset piece of why are we using technology in the classroom? You know, what does it mean when each kid has a device and you have a learning management system and you have these different software programs the district has purchased? What does your role look like now? So, you know, people now are, you know, talking about, you know, AI, and I know AI is going to bring different changes. But again, if the mindset of the teacher and schools and district leadership isn't different, then AI is not going to have the impact that people think is going to have, because, you know, it's just going to be there. And so that's what I'm saying. I need a new intellectual high so I can work with teachers on that mindset and hopefully school leaders. It would be awesome for me to teach in a master's level school admin program about digital leadership and getting them to understand getting them to understand why school districts need to become a digital learning organization. And actually, what does that look like? So that'd be awesome. And I also have a plan to take my book to a university here to say, here's my book, read it. I want to create an entrepreneur course and teach it at the university. And so hopefully someone will bite on it. And I can do that. Particularly, for those of you who don't know, I have I have two bachelor's degrees, but one of them is in child and family studies, and that degree in K-12 you can teach family dynamics, home economics, child and family studies, child development. So that's what, you know, that's where that comes from, but. Outside of that, there are people who are the titles like family life educator. So you can work in youth development programs. You can work in community programs. We teach on smoking cessation or other type of programs. So there are people who get these degrees and it's like, well, I want to open up my own company and actually create these community programs. Well, how do you do that? So my book is a great way to learn how to do that. And so I want to go into that degree program, which I actually graduated from, and show them this is how you can take that degree, that certification, and then create you a nice business to diversify your income. So that's where I hope to be next year, doing this, hopefully doing some more speaking around the book, presenting. I'm going to see if I can hit an ISTE stage or an ISTE room with the book. We'll see how we get that figured out. But definitely, I want to be at university, at least teaching as an adjunct, to get that intellectual high, that buzz that I need at this point.
Well, we certainly wish you well with all of that. Please come back on at any time. Dr. Will, where can we go to learn more about the book, to learn more about the video, and to learn more about the great stuff that you're doing on that podcast?
Well, definitely you can hit me up on Twitter. I still call it Twitter. My name is I am Dr. Will. I'm also doing writing articles on my LinkedIn page. So again, that's still I am Dr. Will. And so I've written articles about sort of why I wrote this book and other things related to this book, like niching down, coming up, you know, and I'm going to be doing more articles that I'm going to be writing that I'll be pulling from topics in the book. So, you know, holler at me on social media and let's get connected. And I'm eager to learn from you as well. I do not have all the answers. So that's why I do my podcast, so that I can continue to learn from people who are doing the work.
The book is called The Edupreneur. The documentary is called The Edupreneur. He is Dr. Will. My friend, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Thank you for sharing your passions and continued successes in your future, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you for bringing me on.
If you'd like to be featured on this show, please feel free to reach out. You can head on over to teachercast.net. Check out all the archives on our Jeff Bradbury show. We would love to have you featured. If you're doing something special in your classroom, if you're doing something special in your company, your business, and if you're making a difference in this world, I would love to have you on the show to feature the great work that you're doing. And that wraps up this episode of the Jeff Bradbury Show. On behalf of Dr. Will and everybody here on TeacherCast, my name is Jeff Bradbury. Keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.
You've been listening to the TeacherCast Educational Network, hosted by Jeff Bradbury. Please reach out to the show with all of your questions on Twitter at TeacherCast or online at www.teachercast.net. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And please take a moment to write a review in the App Store.